Well, good morning. What a joy it is to come into the house of the Lord, even if it's on the virtual site that we call the online service. We want to welcome you. It's a joy to be able to come together. It's also a joy, though, to come together in person. We certainly do miss all of you, but we're grateful that we're able to do this online. And I don't really have too many announcements that are good for the faith community, as we say. But we are alive and well, meeting in person. We had a wonderful celebration on Friday of Travis's mom, who went home to be with the Lord. And it was a good time of celebration. We as Christians do not have funeral services. And you say, why that, preacher? Well, because funeral denotes a finality, something that is final. But because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have hope of eternal life. That's why we don't do funerals. Oh, it looks like a funeral, and we dig a hole and put them in the ground, but we know absent from the body is present with the Lord. But we celebrate what we do when we come together. We celebrate the life of the person. Travis's mom, Lola. And we're grateful for that. Travis had wrote a beautiful poem. I shared it in the Pastor Thoughts and Prayers segment of this. You know, he's a songwriter, so he writes good songs or good poems, you know, a good poem writer. Well, it's like in the Psalms in the Bible. There are poems, what we call wisdom literature. Anyhow, I said all that. Keep Travis and his family in prayer. Even though it was a time of celebration in our life, it's still hard. We have to go through the grieving process, but we can do it with the church family and the hope that we have in Christ. Don't know about birthdays either. Birthdays are good. My sweet little daughter had a birthday in July. She's now safely home with the Lord. She was born on July the 4th, and she died of crib death 8 days later. But we still, at least I do, I still celebrate her birthday because she's a special part of our life. And how God was so wonderful that he gave us another daughter right after that named Debbie. And if you look at her baby picture side by side, they look like identical twins. It's really cool. So anyhow, I said all that to say, let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Also, anniversaries. We like to recognize anniversaries. It could be a wedding anniversary. It could be a job anniversary. It could be any kind of anniversary. I know I celebrate this month later on 35 years of sobriety, and that's a wonderful anniversary. It's also, I claim it as my spiritual birthday in July the 21st. So with that, we'd like to ask and sing if there's any anniversaries out there. You know, they say there's an anniversary somewhere. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God loves you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, we're grateful that you tuned in to the online service, that's for sure. But follow the things on the Bethel website. It's amazing the information that is on there. There's a lot of good photos. There's good messages that maybe you heard in the past and would like to hear it again. Though there's a lot of information. Visit the Bethel website. Have a wonderful day. God bless.